First of all, then, how's this move to Sheffield Wednesday come about?
I think both the clubs, they had contact amongst each other. I think the manager from Sheffield Wednesday got in touch with me and he said that he'd like to take me on a loan. He feels like it would benefit me and also help the team. So they sorted out between themselves and managed to get it sorted.
Prior to Sheffield Wednesday's interest, had it been something you personally were thinking about?
Yeah, I'd kind of set myself a plan at the start of the season. I knew I wanted to spend the first half of the season getting myself fully fit, which I've done now with the view to get out on loan in this transfer window, and I've managed to do that now. So I'm looking to get some good game time and to kick on.
Because you've had previous loan spells at Wigan and Queen's Park Rangers where it perhaps was more about getting back to full fitness.
I think. Well, I was out for quite a lengthy spell of time with quite a serious injury. And I had those offers last season. And at the time, I was anxious to get out and to get playing competitive league football. And I did that. And it was a good experience. I didn't get as much game time as I would have liked, really, but it was still a good experience and I gained a lot from it, and I'm sure that's something that's going to help me this time around.
How difficult was that to deal with? Because you were flying, weren't you? You were scoring all sorts of goals, you were scoring hat-tricks in Youth Cup finals and getting in and around the Manchester United first team squad and then playing, and all of a sudden, boom, there you are, you're sidelined.
Yeah, it came as a bit of a shock to begin with. It's something that I hadn't experienced previously. But I kind of just had to take it in my stride, and I got on with it. And it was a long old journey, but I got myself back to full fitness now, and I'm just raring to go. And that's the past now. I've put that behind me, and I'm looking forward, and I'm positive about this loan move.
Does that almost make you more determined to get things moving quickly, having had that spell on the sidelines?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're almost making up for lost time now, and I've put in a lot of work to get back to a point where I feel like I was prior to my injury, if not better than that at the moment with my physical condition. So I'm just looking to enjoy my football and to play as much as possible and hope to help the team.
So Sheffield Wednesday as a team then, right now, what do you know about them?
Yeah, I know that they're pushing on. They're amongst the playoffs. They're not too far off. I know they're a good attacking team. They like to get the ball down and play. And I'm hoping, you know, to finish a lot of those chances off and to help the team get up around the playoff places.
I dare say we'll ask a similar question to Stuart Gray, but how significant for you is it that it's until the end of the season, it's not something that's going to start and before you know it, stopping and you're heading back to Manchester United? You've got the next few months that you know you're going to be playing first team football.
Yeah, it definitely helps. I've looked at the fixtures and there's still plenty of games the second half of the season. I think there's 20-odd league games. So it's good for me. I can get myself settled, get to know the lads, and I know that I can get, hopefully, if I do well, get a good run in the team, and that's good to know. It's what I need.
Coming out on this loan to Sheffield Wednesday, you're in the position at Manchester United where you've just signed a new contract, or only recently, and it's a long contract as well for 3 years. So how much does this tie in with your long-term ambitions with them?
I think for me at this point of my development, it's the best thing for me to get out into the league and to get playing week in, week out on a Saturday. That's where you learn your trade, and that's how I'm going to develop as a player, playing in a team who's looking to push on. And then at the end of the season, hopefully I'll look back having had a good loan spell here, scoring goals, and then I have to just take it from there.
And possibly with at least a playoff push, maybe a promotion on your CV. I know that's something that Wednesday are certainly hoping about.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. I mean, if the team can push on and string together a good few results, everyone knows what this league's like. You can move up the table quite quickly. So if we can do that and I can help chip in with a few goals, hopefully we can push ourselves up the league.
Am I right in thinking, and I have to admit I'm thinking off the top of my head, you were part of the Manchester United team that faced Sheffield United in the Youth Cup final?
Yeah, I was, yeah, 2011. Yeah, I played in that game.
An experience that must have been. I know it was for the lads at Sheffield United, but from your point of view as well?
Yeah, it was. I remember that game still quite clearly. Clearly the first leg, I think it was 29,000, 30,000 at Bramall Lane, which was a great attendance. And for us at that age, it was a great occasion to play in front of that many people. And I managed to get on the score sheet in the first leg and the second leg at Old Trafford, which was nice.
I think your stock at Hillsborough has just risen before you've even started.
yeah, hopefully so, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, so you have a, just finally, you have a, admittedly from Sheffield United, so the team at the other side of the city, but an inclination as to just how passionate fans are in this city about their football.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I obviously know a little bit about the history and the rival of the two clubs, and being a Manchester lad from Manchester, I've experienced something similar in United and City. You know, that's a big rivalry as well, so... That's what football's all about. There's going to be a big rivalry, so yeah,